What up? It's the Roundtable Discussion. It's your boy Chris P.
I'm Room City.
We got a very special guest in the building. We're going to just go straight into it, man. We got DJ Joel. Let's give him a round of applause.
My boy.
Joel, how you doing, man?
How you feeling, man?
And you?
This is DJ of the Year nominee, correct?
Correct.
So let's just talk about it. So I was there yesterday at the award show, and I was disappointed.
Damn.
Hell, we all were.
I was disappointed. You know what's funny as hell though? Rome wasn't there, but when they announced the winner, was it for Promoter, that Big Mike one?
Yeah.
This nigga Joel's guest up, and people like clapping like as if they think he's Big Mike and shit. A couple people like, this nigga ain't Big Mike. Like, what is he doing? And then you took it home for on behalf of Big Mike, which was pretty dope.
Yeah, that's the team. So you know
you do a lot of work with Big Mike, right?
Yeah. Now then we take it on behalf. I mean, it's yours or
ours? Ours, the team.
You got to send it to him though.
Nah.
So you held on to it.
I hold on to it, and then when I see him, I give it to him.
All right, okay.
But you know we gonna put it on the wall.
Gotcha. Let me get some feedback from you though, right? So. The DJ who won, which was DJ Perfect, correct?
Correct.
Y'all all kind of rock out with each other, right?
Correct.
Wrong, right? So do you feel any type of way, or are you kind of like, nah, he got it, it's all right?
Yeah. He got it. You know, I give him his respect. You know, I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, he worked for it.
Work.
Like, we all work hard, like he said on, you know, Facebook and everything. It's like, it comes down to whoever it comes down to. Like, you know, and it's, at the end of the day, we all put it in work.
Work.
So absolutely. It's like, whatever, I don't know if it's the votes. I don't know how it all works out, whatever the case may be. But he did his thing.
Word.
All, you know. It's always next year.
Do you, because I know, I think you were still there at the time. Somebody won, Designer of the Year. And Shorty, I don't know her like that, but I think it's Andrea Lovelace.
Oh, she there?
She was there.
I know she was there. She was looking sexy as hell.
Yeah. Did you see when she spazzed, though?
Oh, nah. What happened?
You bullshit.
I'm dead ass. I was going. I had money to go make, I'm booking.
So whoever won, right? I don't know the designer's name. And I don't know Andrea, but I thought she was going to win because I hear her name so much.
Correct.
So she just got up. She's like, fuck this shit. This is bullshit. This shit is rigged, and walked off.
Yo.
While Shorty's going up to get her award.
Yo.
It was no silence, no secret. She made her quorum.
I respect it. Like, at the end of the day, like, you know, it bits and parts of me. I feel like the same way, like some of the shit.
Yeah,
like, you know, no, for all departments, like some of the names that I've seen win, et cetera, it's like, all right, you know, I ain't never heard of you or I don't see the work you put in, whatever. And, you know, I know almost like 95% of the people.
Absolutely.
That's working.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, hey, more power to you, you know, however you want. That's why I said I would like to know more in depth on what's really. How y'all do the votes and everything.
Yeah, okay.
Because not everybody was pushing the whole awards. I ain't going to hold you. Like, every nominee, I ain't really see posting it. You might have seen mostly the last 2 days, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, how do y'all really judge this?
Yep, that's crazy.
100%, I agree with you. And that's, I was just talking to Rome on the way up here. I was like, yo, I want to sit down with Mitch and just kind of, excuse me, there's ways to make it a little bit more transparent. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, versus the way they do it. It's just like, you know, like, I had people in my corner that really pushed me to do it this year because, like, I think I was nominated last year or whatever the case may be, but it was like, I wasn't around for it. But this year, it was like, everybody was like, yo, just push it. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to give it a chance.
Yeah.
But, like, at the end of the day, like, I have people that's out of town
come to see you.
Not even just coming to see me. It's like, they not even from Connecticut.
Yeah.
And they heard about different stuff, and they like, yo, this is rigged. And I'm like, all right, yo, listen. I'm like, nah, it's not rigged. Just come on, you know, we gonna get ranked. But I don't know. At the end of the day, like I said, there's questions that, you know, some people might feel they need the answers to.
I agree. I'm going to try to see if we can get Mitch. We just had him to promote the show before, obviously, it happened. So I'm going to try to see if we can get him back to talk about more behind-the-scenes stuff. Because I feel personally, and this is, you know, this is not connected directly to you. It's more for Mitch. But I think, like, you know, like the NBA All-Star votes, they put the numbers out there.
Correct.
So you see, like, who I – so because this is what I was telling Rome. Like, Zaza Pachulia, who plays for the Golden State Warriors, almost started in this year's game because of just fan voting.
Correct.
So the way they break it down is, like, 50% of the votes go to the fans, 25% goes to the media, 25% goes to the players itself.
Correct.
You get what I'm saying? So, it's like, it balances it out because – and I was telling him, if I drop the album this year as a rapper, Chris P. the Rapper.
Correct.
And I just – I'm voting for myself every single day. I can get myself 1,000,000 votes myself. So then all the hard workers like Annoyed, MAR, Skeezy, whoever was nominated there, correct, I could end up walking away the winner just because of my online voting.
Correct.
You get what I'm saying? So yeah, that's why I think like it should be a way where the people voting have only like 50% of the vote. Or, and then there's an actual panel that votes and says these are the people. Because honestly, like, no disrespect to anybody who's voted as a DJ, but I've heard you DJ personally. Actually, I heard everybody DJ there personally, and I rock with you more than the others, basically. My personal opinion.
Thank you.
And I voted for you mad times. I was pushing, yeah, like, y'all hope Jewel's wins.
Yo, y'all not the only ones, like, you know, and I thank y'all for y'all votes and everything. But, like I said, like, at the end of the day, I understand there's media, there's promotion, there's what you do for the community, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
But out of anybody that's on that list, no disrespect to nobody, like, I think I hold the most weight for that.
I think you do.
Like, I think I hold the most weight. That. Like, I do every community event in my city. Like, if not, I do, you know, most events out here in Connecticut, private or not private.
And you do a lot of the Oakdale stuff.
95%
of them. Every time I see a party that has Big Mike on it at the Oakdale, I see DJ Jewel's name on it, too.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, yo, what's really behind the scenes with it? Like, word, you know, but like I said, that's Mitch and, you know, Monty for them, the answer, like.
Word. Which I think they should at some point, you know, do speak up. Because that's one of the things that, was it Monty Lamont? I don't know what his name is. but Mitch's partner, he said on there, like, yo, this is not rigged. This is just based off online voting, which is true.
If it's based off online voting, I personally want to see the votes. Like,
I agree.
They should show that.
And that's what, like, I told Rome. I was like, there should be transparency with it. Yeah. So let me see. Because if I see, like, Chris P the rapper had 176 votes and Annoyed had 350, I say, okay, I see why I took the L.
Correct.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Versus you just coming up on stage and you're like,
So it's like one or two ways. It should be, this is what I was telling Rome. And again, this ain't really connected to you. This is more for Mitch. But it should be like the Grammys where there is no online voting. It's a panel. There's a committee of, I think, like 64 people. They vote for who gets, you know, who wins, basically. Mm-hmm. So it should be either privately held behind closed doors and you find out that day, so there's no online voting. So then you know, okay, the committee of the roundtable discussions plus Hot 93.7 plus Mitch plus that, they ended up voting for this person.
Well, I think that's how they got the nominees.
That's what I'm saying. That's how they got the nominees that way.
But now it's like down to the voter. Let the online votes count. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see the votes. Let's see where it really boils down
to. He wants a recount, damn it. A recount.
I don't ask for no recount. I just feel like, you know, let's see the votes.
That's what I think. I think 100%. If you see the votes, then you can say, okay, then I see why this person won.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, you know, but like I said, I see what Perfect does. You know, that's bro. You know, he does his thing, whatever the case may be. I don't knock no DJ that was on that list. You know, personally, I felt like Ink might have won. Like, because I see all the drinks he do. He got a lot of following over at, what's that school, Fairfield?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, yo.
He does that. He does Tiago's all the time. Yeah. So he does the Jungle Bangers.
Yeah, so I figured, you know, hey.
Me, personally, I thought it was going to be between you or Double T.
I thought the same thing.
That's what I thought. No disrespect, again, to Ink or Perfect. And, you know, we had Ink on the show before, too. But I just thought, just by looking at the list, I thought this is the same thing. This is going down between Jewel's and Double T.
Yo.
That was my thought.
It was Perfect, Double T, Ink was my, you know. That's how I felt.
Who else voted? It was
Easy.
DJ Easy, okay.
And I think that's it. Yeah. That's five.
Yeah.
They're going to see Rome City, DJ Rome City on the next.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
And if you win, I definitely want him. You know, I want to bring those tables out. And now I'm going to have to bring the tables out for you.
Nah, you know,
they was all talking about these table scratching and all that, but, you know, I'm bringing down to it. But nobody wants the DJ battle, so. What? I don't battle, so I wouldn't even do it.
They should do that.
No. Nah, it's in the works. You know, okay. We working on something major for that.
That's dope.
But it's just
that is dope.
It's if you gonna really be up to it.
Now let me ask you a question because again, you were nominated. You went this year. Shout out to hold on. Let's clarify something. Are you from Norwalk or Stanford?
I'm from Stanford.
Stanford. Okay, so hometown Jay DeLeese as well.
That's correct.
All right.
Skeezy too.
Yeah, he was there. I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but I saw Jay DeLeese.
Dublin too.
Was Dublin there though or not?
I don't know.
I know he's from Stanford.
Yeah, Dublin is too. Yeah.
So I never knew. I'm like, I don't know if this nigga's from Stanford or Norwalk. But okay,
I live. I be out there. You know. Gotcha. I you know, That's my second home is Norwalk. Word. But I'm a day one stand for that.
I remember one day I was in Dinosaur Barbecue. Like, what you doing in my hood? Yeah. I was like, I don't know, because then we in Factory Underground where we used to record that, and he just pops up. So I'm like, I don't know where this nigga's from.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I be
somewhere
everywhere.
Between exit 15 and 1. I don't know. Like,
I be everywhere. You so never know where I'm going to pop up.
Besides the fact of saying, like, okay, we could throw the rigged word out there. And I'm sure, like I said, they're going to find a way to fix it for year four. This is only the third year in, right?
I mean, for 3 years in, and I've been hearing the same story.
It's going to be fixed. We're going to put pressure.
Three strikes is you out.
We're going to put pressure for next year.
I feel like, you know, it's like three strikes you out. But that fourth time, like you said, anything's possible.
Yeah.
You know, more power to whoever get nominated next year, if I'm in that or if I'm not, you know. I don't know if I'm going to show up, but.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is it something you would support again or no?
I'm a supporter for a little bit, but it's not like, I don't know if I'll show up. I can't, you know, confirm or deny. I was surprised I showed up this year. Like, word. The only reason why, I was booked, but I made a way where I was able to make a finesse.
Got you.
So.
Got you. What you thought about the event, up to the time you were there?
Honestly?
Yeah.
My cousin and his team did their thing.
Who's your cousin?
That boy got hurt, a.k.a. L Boogie. James Middleton. He was one of the dudes that was like, performing. I don't know if he was there for the performance.
No, yeah, it was dope.
But. He's a part of Monty's team and everything, and he does his thing.
Where?
He does both sides of the field. He does the whole arts where, you know, he did Meek. He done did Bryson Tiller.
Oh, shit.
Rihanna. Dave East, pretty much, you know, he done chopped it up with Dave and everything. And then the Meek drink, he was supposed to give Meek his poster and all that, but with everything that happened that night, he wasn't able to, but hopefully Meek saw it, though.
Got you.
So...
I thought it was a dope event. I mean, this is my first time going. I tried to go last year. Didn't get a chance to do it this year. I was like, I want to make sure I'm there. Only because I think next year there's going to be a podcast category. I'm pushing for it.
Yeah, it should be.
I think, you know, there's a podcast going on.
There is, you know.
As I was telling Rome, he's like, well, why would people be mad? I'm like, think about it. You put in all that hard effort.
That's true.
The most consistent. We drop every week. Our numbers is up there.
Yeah.
And you don't win, you'd be like,
you know, come
damn,
think about
I'd be
it. Yeah.
Tight.
All the hard work you put in, like, yeah.
But that's why I'm trying to push, like, yo, show transparency. That's it. If you can see the numbers, then nobody could complain. Because if you saw that you fell, let's say, 3 votes short, would you be like, oh, they cooked up the numbers? You'd be like, oh, that's what it was. Then.
That was what it was.
Right. You would appreciate it.
It's more. Like, it's easier to walk away.
It's
like,
show the results.
You show the results of what's really been pushing. And it's like, oh, that makes sense.
But I feel you on one thing. You said earlier, we kind of just ran over it. But people who were not promoting, like the people that won that I didn't see one post about them being nominated, that's what kind of makes me scratch my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, and I can't speak for perfect. I don't know about that category specifically, but I'm saying, like, I didn't see a lot of people say, like, yo, come vote for me. You're one of the people who did it.
Yep.
Who else? You said somebody else.
Yeah, I think I sent out, like, 300 text messages.
DJ Double T did it.
He's another one.
That's all.
I ain't see a lot of people pushing it, like, saying, like, yo, vote for me. Nigga, if I was voted, I don't give a fuck what award it is. I'm making a promo video and anything.
Yeah.
I'm putting it out there, like, yo, vote for me. Like, because in what other way are you going to get recognition for what you do in Connecticut?
Correct.
And everybody's talking about, oh, fuck the Connecticut Fashion Music Awards. Is this? But it's like, there's nowhere else you're going to get your recognition. Yeah. Might as well. Like, first of all, the Grammys, when it's all said and done, they'll be like, he had, you know, he won, like, Jay-Z won 21 Grammys, but they still say he was nominated for, you know, 32 or whatever.
Correct.
So to go down as, like, yo, I'm nominated 2 out of the first 3 years, that's a good thing, too.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like your time is going to come either way. But I feel at the end of the day, transparency would end every argument. Like, if Andrea, Andrea, whatever, if she saw it, like, if it went out, like, yo, this is what it was, I think it makes it, like, a little bit easier.
Do you know who won?
I don't know the girl's name. And that, when they were going through the names, I'm like, Andrea got that shit. Boom, she didn't
get it. Yo, she, not for nothing, she has industry people that done rocked her stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not for nothing. I'm working on something for her right now. For next month, June or whatever, where I want her to link up with somebody.
Where?
But she got people, I think, I can't, don't hold me to this, but it's like somebody from, like, I think Biggie's team, somebody, I forgot who it was, but they actually did a performance in New York City.
Where?
And rocked her, you know, her stuff. So it's like, yo, you doing like 14 prom dresses, you got people that's at the awards.
With your dresses on.
I don't know that about anybody. And you don't even have nobody in the runway. Like, you got people that's in the audience that came to you and was like, yo, I need a dress.
Wow.
That's so true. It's like,
that's true.
It says a lot about,
it says a lot, like,
about your brand and yourself.
So it's like, come on. Like, she deserved it.
Absolutely.
But,
I agree.
Numbers don't lie, facts don't lie. Show me the truth.
That's it. So that's your biggest thing. Just if it's transparency, we get money then.
Yeah, transparency. I just say, that's for anybody. You know, like I said, the DJ category, I respect Perfect. He won it, hands down, whatever the case may be.
It's not, and that's good that you said that. It's not like anybody who was nominated, especially specifically in your category, is not people who's not putting in work.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Again, I can't speak so much for DJ Easy. I don't really, follow him enough to know. But because I live in Bridgeport, I know what Perfect, Double T, and I know what Ink does, and I know what you do because I know you personally. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? But so it's not like DJ Chris P was thrown in there or some shit. Like, hey, how does this nigga get up here too?
Well, Rome said he said he'll be there next year. So
Well, he's going in as a DJ. I'm trying to go in as an artist for next year.
I respect that.
So as long as the noise not there, I think I got a chance to win.
I'm surprised he ain't get up there and perform.
I thought that would have been dope if he did.
That would have been dope. It would have burned in his fan base, Even though it's dope fan base, but it's like, give him 2 minutes.
My gripe too, though, is that and this is the thing, Connecticut has nothing for y'all. Anybody listening, Connecticut has nothing for y'all. This is the only thing they're offering. So let's make this bigger and better. With more support and things, this could become better.
Not for nothing. You had the boss from Hot 937 in the building,
He was there. Chris Fury, who's like a heavy hitter in Hartford, he was there.
He was there with Annoyed, so that don't count.
True. And then they were filming a pilot for a reality show there.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
We'll see how that goes. Andrea might just get her scene in there.
Then they need to do the how MTV, the confessional room. So you can see what she was thinking at that time.
If they did that, have her sitting right there,
What if they did?
As soon as she opened her mouth, it was like, beep! all curses around the whole joint. I thought it was a dope event. And I really wish that we could have sat down with you being the winner. But again, it's all good.
He's still a winner in my eyes, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Always a winner, Like I said, my team, I came there on behalf of my whole team. At least I didn't take home DJ.
Exactly.
But we did leave with promoter of the year, so.
That's
better than nothing.
It's still a testament to what you do.
Yeah, it shows what we do around here. Streets don't lie. Work. You see the flyers everywhere. You see the promotion everywhere.
So let me ask you a question.
What's up?
The flip side of it, if it's rigged, did y'all rig it?
Nah. We don't know nothing about that. Hold on. Let's flip that over there. I ain't gonna hold you. I didn't think we was gonna get that either. But I walked in blindfolded. I was just like, all right, let's see what's going on. And then it was like, Big Mike. And I'm like, wait, what? We did what? So it's like,
I saw Big Mike actually post a sign today on Facebook, thanking them and is Big Mike getting recognition at the Grammys or the MTV Music Awards, right?
No.
You know what I'm saying? So nobody else is.
He
so
deserves
it's like,
it.
Take what you can from your state. You know what I'm saying? I just thought they should have had food there or something. I don't know. You don't think so? I was hungry.
I was hungry too.
At least some finger food, at least.
Yeah, they did. They had the joint joints, but I heard it was like $10-$15.
Yeah, what?
The edible joint joints.
Really?
Not those type of edibles.
The only thing I had was my little VIP bag with pink Moscato or some shit in.
We didn't even get that.
Nah?
Not many. Hello?
Oh, my bad, yo. I could give you the bag of chips. This just came clutch during intermission time.
See, we got a seat. second row, third row.
Wait, but did you have a paper that said DJ Joel's on the seat?
Oh, yeah, we got that, too.
You see, that's kind
of
dope.
But see, you got the pink Moscato, the bag of chips, and a VIP.
Yeah.
Damn, you was up top.
No, I was at the third, whatever, the immediate row after the nominees. I was right there.
Damn, when you had
I was all the way to the right, though.
Damn, you was popping.
No, you stupid.
you can see his.
You stupid.
You can see his.
My snap is up close. Oh yeah, amazing.
You see the picture. You can see yourself.
Yeah, I think I saw you in Mitch picture he posted.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, in the picture. It's the picture. You can see yourself.
Was I sleeping?
No, I'm about to go look and double check.
Nah, you couldn't sleep in that building. It was a lot of stuff. All right, so now we done with the Fashion Music Awards. Yeah, but I just want to talk to Jewels a little bit. You know
let's go off topic real quick.
What's up? Because I know you got something up your
sleeve. Yeah, I really do. I really do.
Yeah, yo, I feel like...
I just got to let you know, thank you, yo. Like
for what I do.
We had a conversation about the best wings was where?
Oh, M. White Lounge, you know?
All right. And I'm here to confirm that fucking M. White has the best wings, dog. Oh. Best fucking wings,
yeah,
dog.
I try to tell y'all, yo.
The
I tell
best
anybody.
Fucking wings. I'm the not debating best. It. I'm not debating this. The best fucking wings. I'm not debating
I ain't going to say no names, but, you
I
know.
I ain't going to hold you either.
Anybody in Bridgeport know that.
The mac and cheese, yo.
Wait, which one?
I had the other one, so I'm about to go back to try the other one.
Oh, you ain't have the seafood mac
and cheese? Nah, yeah. My boy told me, like you ain't get that? I was like, what? Like, I thought I had it all. Like,
nah.
Yeah.
You missing out.
Yeah. So.
And then I'm going to put you on one more. Sweet jerk chicken pizza.
Over there too?
Just tell them DJ Jewel sent you, all right?
Yeah.
Yo.
That sounds good.
Shout out to M. White, Eric. Yeah. Mike, y'all might as well just cut me a check, you know.
Yo, M. White, I'm telling you.
You do a lot of stuff there, right?
Yeah, I'm actually leaving here to go to the Low Brunch. Shout out to the Low.
Is there a dress code to get in?
I don't know.
I'm kind of hungry.
So pull up.
Yeah,
I heard they got some oxtails. I ain't gonna hold you.
Hold on.
It gets better. They got some waffles, but not just normal waffles. What the heck are they called?
Belgium.
Nah, it's a flavor.
A flavored waffle?
Red velvet waffles. Holy or pancakes. Mm. One or the other, but
that shit sound like diabetes, but yeah. It sounds good though.
Mimosas too?
Yo, they got that unlimited.
Yo, I gotta go to these brunches.
Unlimited.
Was this like VIP RSVP brunch or is like open?
Open. $30 for unlimited mimosa.
What?
They gotta have
what time?
That's right now.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. I gotta go now, my nigga.
I mean, you saw the text, but you know, I was trying to set up and leave, but it was like, yo, boom, I'll be back.
You got,
like,
you got somebody filling for you right now?
Yo, shout out to Pandora, the clutch.
Out of Pandora holding you down.
They holding me down as always. It's gonna be mad females there. I don't know about y'all, but you know,
they probably not let me in. What time right it now, end? Though. Probably need a college shirt or some shit.
Nah, you good.
Where?
What time it end?
About 8-9 o'clock, and then it might just be at the party depending on how I feel.
Oh,
what I'm talking about, yo.
God, they're gonna have rum punch.
Really?
Yo, his face.
I'm about to take a trip over there, my brother.
I'm telling you, man. You better tell the team pull up.
Nah, I really ain't got nothing to do after this, so I might just.
Yo, I might just beat y'all on the highway. I'm telling you right now.
So let's talk real quick, yo.
What's up?
Your name came up. This had to be like 2012 or something like that.
Damn,
I was sitting with Juice Jones.
Big homie, salute.
Yeah, he was saying like how, you know, you were, I guess you were up and coming at that point, right?
Correct.
So he was telling like, yo, you know, he was just giving me ideas, like marketing and stuff, things that he was like trying to help you with, you know, and trying to point you in the right direction as an older statesman in the DJ world.
Correct.
So when did you first start DJing?
Damn. We in 2017, so yeah.
2007?
Yeah.
What year did you grab your headset? Or tell me the year that you would have graduated. I don't want to ask you your age.
That's a lot of questions.
I just want to know, like.
I started when I was still in school. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. So you started off doing, like, did you start doing, like, school parties and shit like
nah,
that?
Nah, actually, when I was in the promoter world, you know, doing a little drink down in Stanford at Bungalow days. Yeah,
Bungalow was popping.
Yeah, you know, who had the high school parties popping back then. And then I was carrying my cousin, dad. Equipment, basically, and then I just jumped into it. You know, I stopped carrying his equipment, started rocking at parties, and I was like, you know what? I could do this. I like this. And I just took it from there.
Because it's like a crazy like shift from 2012. In 2012, like the DJs, the go-to DJs was like, Double T was kind of there, but not yet. It was like Santo, DJ Rush, Chinaman. Who else?
Hold on. You're forgetting SB. Yeah. Don't forget SB.
SB.
The Prince CT.
Who else? But I'm giving you like.
Hold on. Yeah.
You
SB,
see, the name was different then.
Yeah, it was different. Compared to now. You had Santo, SB. You had Double T then too.
Yeah, he was there.
Double T. Who else you said?
Rush. DJ Rush was like. He was killing it.
He was killing the game.
He was killing the game. Yeah, he was.
And China Man, at that point, he was doing a lot of parties, but already shifting over more to, like, private gigs.
Yeah.
But he was, like, one of those names, like, you can
book him anytime. He was always there, no matter what club it was.
So that's 2012, 5 years later, and the list of premier DJs is kind of the names that we just talked about.
Correct.
Double T, you, Perfect. Who am I forgetting? I feel like Easy. Where Chubbs is now is where you were, like, then.
Correct.
Right? I mean, is that correct. Safe to say? Okay. So, like, in that shift, what did you do to become, like, that DJ that everybody's booking and going from doing, you know, what you started at to doing Oakdale Theaters and things like that?
Work hard, grind harder. Network.
Did you have to do a lot of free gigs?
You do a lot of promotional gigs.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm not in the work, in the streets doing promo, or if it's something to give back to the community, I'm always somewhere.
Where?
So, it's like, you do everything. Like, you can't just say, oh, I do this. Plus, you know, as of this year, I started working with Connecticut Against Violence.
Oh, word?
Yeah, so I'm one of their DJs now.
Oh, you trying to take Santo's spot, huh?
Nah. That's bro. Shouts to bro for, you know, thinking of me to come on to the team and, you know, work with them.
That's dope, yo.
Yeah, so, like, you know, that's Santo's one of the big bros to me. Like, you know, if I need something, I can hit him. Like, yo, bro, what's up? You know, so he's always there.
That's dope.
Shouts to Projo, too.
Word, Projo. Damn, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he was another one.
Yeah, he's one of those names. He's kind of like laying low now, though. He still does shit for, I think, Bridgeport Bluefish. And
yeah, he's also, he's something in charge over there at the arena.
Yeah, I think
so. Something with their music. I forgot what he does.
I think he's the sound manager of something major over there.
Yeah, it's something major, yeah.
Word. So, all right, so, like, did you grow up listening to, like, Funk Flex or like, who's your inspiration?
I did listen to a little bit of Funk Flex, but I say I learned a lot from CT DJs.
Word?
I ain't gonna hold you.
Like just like some of the names we just mentioned, basically.
Yeah, like some of the names we mentioned, I listened to their mixes. Like, honestly, Santo, Big Mike, Double T, who else? I can't think of no more. But but just mainly like if they had a CD out there, whatever, SB, you know, also Luck. You know, all these DJs, like, I always learn something. If I'm not in the studio with Double T, learning something new a week, just sitting there BSing, we working. Like,
work.
You know, it was always somebody that put me on to something new. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you as a DJ, you come up, you learn something new every day. You can never say, I don't care how good you are as a DJ, that there's not room for improvement.
Absolutely. Okay.
So.
Well, what's the difference between cities? So you do a lot in Bridgeport, obviously. You said M White. I know you did Dreams all the time, right? Were you at Dreams a lot or no?
Nah.
No?
Oh, that's that's Perfect. Moolah, can't forget him out. Double T, that's all them. I did Dreams once in the blue.
Got it. So like, so what clubs did you do the most?
I did more private events over the years. Like, clubs, I don't really care for like that. Like, I care for them, but it's not where the money is.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So you like the big shows.
So the bag is heavier and the private shows.
Correct.
Heavier. Ooh.
Correct. Shout out to promoters and everything, but it's like, yo, bags is always going to be heavier. There's more work to put in at a private event.
Yeah.
It's more people.
Okay.
It's more everything.
That's what's up. I respect it. I respect
it's cloth.
So when you do something like the Oakdale, though, how does that, because you do a private event, let's say you have, I don't know, what is it, somebody's like Sweet 16 or some shit, or, you know, somebody's 50th birthday?
Correct.
So you have a crowd of, let's say, 200, 300 people, whatever. The Oakdale holds how many people? 5,000 or 3,000?
I mean, which side are you talking about? The dome holds 2,000, and then the arena, the seated side holds 45.
All right, so there's a big-ass difference between the private event
yeah.
and then the Oakdale, with whatever side you do.
Correct.
What kind of rush is that? That shit has to be a crazy rush to be DJing in front of that many people.
That rush, it hits it sometimes. Can hit you, but it's like you gotta be on your feet. You gotta be quick. You gotta be ready for it. You gotta know how to interact with the people and give the people what they want.
Word.
That's what it comes down to at the end of the day.
So when you DJ like a gig like that, is that like you're DJing like the opening set as people are walking in and things like that?
For the most part, yeah.
So what kind of like what do you start off with something like that? You want people hype, but it's not like you're not playing like, you know.
I go 0 to 100.
Word.
You just take baby steps and you just go 0 to 100 real quick.
Where?
So it's like within 20 minutes, you usually want to be somewhat halfway there.
Got you.
So they know you're giving the people what they want to hype them up. So when Uzi or Big Sean or Fab Kiss, whoever
they already,
it is.
They
it's
already
like
on 100 already. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like boom, let's go. Like with me, shut that down. Uzi about to come back out here June 11th. We're gonna get lit again.
With the names you just mentioned, what show was like? Well, do you leave after you DJ, or you stay there to like enjoy the show sometimes?
I enjoy the show for most part.
So what's the best show you've seen so far?
Travis
like the
Scott.
Best performer, Travis. I was about to say he had to be the best.
That's like my favorite.
Travis Scott. Were you there?
Nah, I was tight. I was supposed to go.
Oh, you can't talk.
He's out. How about Tory Lanez? You seen him up close or not?
Yeah, Tory Lanez is cool.
I heard his performances be crazy too.
He crowd surfs a lot. I heard he gets ready to crowd surf.
That's like the best thing he does.
Where?
Like, you know, he does a performance and everything, but he crowd surfs.
Dope. You posted something on Snap the other day that you're ready to be like a tour DJ.
Yeah.
You ready for that life?
I was been ready.
Where?
Just one of my artists.
What artists do you see that you can say like, I know me personally, I have an artist I think you'd be perfect with. But I want to see what you think. Who do you see out there that you could like rock with?
I already got a few out here that want me to rock with them. You know, shout outs to Mar.
I was gonna say that's who I see you with. It's MPR. Yeah.
Like light up. That's the bro, you know, Brillo is vibing. You know, they both want me to do some dates with them.
Dope.
So we working. But Dope. It's like, it don't matter. You know, as long as it makes sense, I'm always around.
Absolutely.
No matter the situation.
I'm touring next year, so for my new
EP. I'm around.
For my new EP, I'm dropping.
I'm around.
It's called I'm Not a Rapper, I'm a Podcaster. But we go. Yeah. I'm going to try to push it, see if I can get, you know.
I'm around.
Get some people listen to it.
Yeah, to laugh. They're going to hit me up like, yo, come fam.
You
I
know how
the
to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For the people that's fucking listening, who's been listening, it's fuck. Don't let this motherfucking dude Chris P jazz y'all. This motherfucker knows how to fucking rap. He knows how to rap.
I'm not a rapper.
He just chooses
podcaster.
Not to fucking rap. Let's keep that a buck.
I'm a podcaster.
He knows how to rap. He just chooses not.
Puerto Rican rappers ain't in anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like
Pitbull can't say still that. Kills the game.
Exactly.
No, he's
his
fucking,
bag is.
I wish I could do what Pitbull does.
Barely.
I'll fist pump all day, man. Like I got no problem with it. His bag's got to be heavy.
It's secured always.
Always.
That's a fact. So, yo, what's a gem? You've worked with a lot of people. What's a gem you've picked up along the way that's kind of helped you all these years now?
Watch who you keep around. That's what I'll say all day, every day.
And you've seen that come to, like, fruition? Like, certain people that you had around
certain
you early?
Certain people that I had around me in the game when I was coming up told me, oh, you're going to need me one day? Like, I tell anybody, my phone has yet to make that call to them people. So,
damn,
that's how I feel.
That's a bar right there.
Drops mic.
No, you need a t-shirt. You need a t-shirt with that. Like,
like you can sit here and say, you know.
Hold on, I gotta get a picture of him. That's gonna be the meme. Like, that's a you know, like the real thoughtful meme. Yeah. Like,
so it's like, you know, I tell anybody, you know, just go out there because the people that you keep around you, you're gonna end up like them eventually. It's like you better off keep people with positive minds. That want to motivate you and see you be successful.
Absolutely.
That's what it comes down to.
Work. Explain to the people, right, that thinking that, like, your DJ job only starts when you pull up to, like, M. White today.
It doesn't.
Explain to people who are listening that, like, DJing isn't, like, you just go in with your laptop and just randomly pick songs.
It does not work
there.
Like that.
You How have exactly to, does it work?
It, honestly, you got to read the crowd. Figure out what they want to hear. You play one song, that don't work, next song. Figure it out.
How hard is that, though? Because that doesn't sound too easy. Like, because you can have
it takes a lot. You take majority of the crowd.
Yeah,
and you, you go with it.
Let me ask you a question, because you DJ at different spots. But, like, if you see a mixture, like for DJ Santo, for instance, his crowds are pretty much mixed. You can have a lot of black females, a lot of Spanish, whatever. What do you go with? You going with reggae? You going with reggaeton? Or do you even have a reggaeton in your catalog?
Whoa, don't violate the code. All
right, so you do. So whoa. What do you go with in a situation like that?
Down to bachata. Moringa.
Get up.
Oh, he got it.
Get up.
What, you don't know? I'm mixed with a little bit of everything.
That's dope.
Life.
That's dope.
Like, they don't know if I'm a Haitian or if I'm Jamaican.
I can't call it.
Talk that or, talk.
You know, if I'm Dominican.
I'm half Dominican, too, so... We look like we could be cousins.
See? Don't go there, you know what I'm saying? I got everything, though.
All right, so how do you do that, though, in that situation?
Situations like that?
Or you give them a little bit of both?
You give everything.
Word.
You know? I go around the world and back.
Word.
And you'll never know. You'll be like, oh, snap. What? Oh. I surprised you.
Speaking of surprises, what's the craziest shit you've seen in the clubs? or a private event.
I don't been to some
tampon fallout, something, anything like that.
I think I saw that like last week, but I'm not too sure.
Was it an M White?
Nah, oh, thank God. I would never put the club out there or the venue.
But you
at.
Never have to say. All you gotta do is tell me. I'll say it.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
You sure?
That's right. Still they'll lead back to me.
Write it down.
I done been in situations, bro.
Tell
you, over the years.
You gotta
like,
give us a good story.
Like, I done seen people having sex in the club, but you know, that's really? My yeah. business.
Man, was that like when Usher song came out, or was it like recently? Like,
what do you do when you see shit? Like, you say something, you just let it rock out.
You just let it rock. Like, yo, more power to you. Go in the bathroom, you getting your dick sucked. Whoa. Like, whoa. Damn.
He's probably the first person to actually answer the question with something that we actually interested in. Like, yeah. A lot of people are like, yo, I see a lot of crazy. Like, give us a story. It's like, yo, I seen a fight one time. I'm like, okay, well, all right.
Nah, I've been around. I've been in situations where it's like, you know, stuff that I don't talk about, but it's like, yo, I done seen it all.
Where?
So, you know, like I said, down to sex. Like, you see it. It
sex
happens.
In the club, damn. That's...
Need to be around this guy a lot.
I mean, they used to do it in another club out this way, man. That man at the Facebook and WhatsApp, but I'm gonna leave you that alone.
Oh shit!
I mean, you need somebody to hold your crates. You still walk around with crates now? Laptop bag. You need somebody to hold your laptop bag?
Nah,
in
I got
club?
It.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how you gonna lead the way for the next up and coming DJ? Because you know you helped your cousin out. So how you help me out? what do you need help with?
Let's see. Rome City carries my sneakers.
He carries sneakers, okay.
So you can carry the headphones.
There you go. That works for me. Whatever could get me in the club. In a t-shirt.
Nowadays,
in a t-shirt. Like,
nothing gets you in the club.
It ain't like that no more.
Nah,
right?
they barely want to let you in with a plus one sometimes.
It's crazy. I remember
For real?
Yeah,
we was
real.
At Terminal 110 for Rome City's birthday party that Lou McLean and Best H, you know, it was their night. And we walked in there with Emilio, the camera guy, don't be mad.
Yeah.
And, like, niggas didn't even want to let him in.
Yeah, it was
it'd be real.
Yeah,
they're like, nah, you can't come in with your butt bags. Yeah. Like, nah, camera. He's like, nah, you still can't come in with it. It was like, he had to call, like, Lou, like, yo, they're not even trying to let me in with my camera.
Yeah.
Before, it's like, if you got, all you had to do was walk around with a camera on your neck. You was in.
He was already in.
Like,
he was in the front.
It don't work like that.
I know, it's crazy.
Because what it is, I don't know what's up with club owners, but they don't want a lot of this footage there. If it's not their camera guy, they don't care.
Where?
You ain't putting that out there, right?
Which is because that used to be the way where, like, if I decided to get into the camera game, you know, in 3 months, that was my way of earning my stripes. Like, yo, I got a camera. Let me take some pictures for you for free.
Correct.
Yeah. I'll throw a little, you know, a logo up there and
spice
call
it
a day.
Bit,
you can't even earn your stripes no more.
It's fucked up.
You got to know somebody to know somebody to know somebody.
Word.
That's the key to success.
So who do you know?
Chilby.
Who do you know?
I know some of everybody.
Word.
You just got to be around.
Word. So I'm trying to get plugged in because you're the plug, correct?
I am the plug of CT.
So what do you plug? Let the people know.
Listen, you need an artist, you need a DJ, you need anything, venue, I'll at me. That's what it comes down to, you know? Don't matter if it's 50 Cent or Young M.A. or Chris Brown, you want to book that artist, holler at me.
Word.
I can get it done. Like, you know, Trey Ave was just out here for the grand opener of Lotus, off the strength of me.
Word?
Yeah, last year. When Lotus and
that's true. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
I set that up.
My fault.
It's straight.
Oh, what club do you like? I know you say you don't really like doing clubs that much, but what as far as like environment, atmosphere, lighting, whatever the case is, or just the way the setup is, because Lotus and West Haven has a very weird setup because of the whole, you know, the two part joint. So it's hard to read a crowd that's behind you. You get what I'm saying?
Not for nothing. It's not a club. I'd rather go to Oakdale.
Where?
Not for nothing.
So if you can do just basically events like that, that's your dream.
That's what I like so far.
Word.
Until I get to the, you know, New York to Summer Jam. Soon come.
Speaking of Summer Jam, you going to Summer Jam this year?
I'm not going to Summer Jam. I'll be at Uzi Vert in Wallingford.
Word. Okay. What day is that?
June 11th. Same day of Summer Jam.
No, you're saying it as if, like, you know, like, I don't know. I know, but I, for the people listening.
Sunday, June 11th. I said that earlier. You know, you wasn't
saying again. We gotta reiterate.
Nah, Sunday, June 11th. Lil Uzi Vert will be there. You know, get your tickets now. Odell.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Rome City said he gonna come perform and crowd surf.
Perfect. I'm glad you brought that up. Right, because Big Mike always puts up like, yo, I got slots available. Got slots available.
Correct.
Do you think it's worth it for an artist to pay to perform at those type of events?
All right, put it this way. That's a good question, and I'm going to put it to you this way. Because I seen it on site, hands on myself. Funk Flex was, no lie, it was my pre-birthday bash at Lotus West Haven, correct? Mm-hmm. With Young M.A.
Uh-huh.
Boom. It was the artist from New London.
Okay.
He pretty much was performing. Funk Flex was standing behind me. He tapped me on my shoulder and said, yo, bro, who is that? Send me their records. I said, I got you. In my mind, though, I'm like, you want their records? But I was like, you know what? I'm going to send it to him.
Where?
So I say like this for any artist, long story short, opportunity like that when Flex asks for your records, it's worth it because you never know. One, it broadens your, you know, your fan base. Two, you're getting your song heard 9 out of 10 if they in the club or not. Somebody, you never know who's in the club.
Yeah.
No lie.
True.
For Remy, when Remy came,
mm-hmm.
you had somebody from the Patriots. You had Mr. Paper.
This is Lotus?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Low-key.
I stopped going and out of nowhere. It yeah. just... It's like, wow.
Somebody from the Patriots, Mr. Papers was in the building.
Okay.
And Pap was in the building with Remy.
Yeah, it was lit.
So it's like, somebody actually got engaged there.
Wait, engaged?
Yeah, see how this shit is popping off?
So these are the way the stories happen. So let me explain to you. Let me explain to you the craziest engagement me and Rome ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
we lived in Florida at the time.
Talk about
some couple got engaged in Chili's, which I thought was crazy.
That is crazy.
You know, and
yeah.
It's okay, you know, depending on, maybe that was their first day. I don't know what the story behind it is, but just as a viewer outside looking, I was like, yo, that shit look wild,
yeah,
right? Like, so you just gave me something that looks way more crazier.
Yeah.
So somebody got engaged that night.
Yeah, at the end of the night. Like, right when Remy was done.
So, like, they started playing R&B music, and then he got on one knee.
He was all one knee. Music was done. Got on one knee, and was like.
The lights was on already. The
lights was on, and we just,
shit.
We just hear mad noise, and he's like, you better say yes. And I look around like, whoa there. But congrats to them, you know, it's the first time ever, but you know.
Congrats to that couple. Wow, that's a first.
Mind you, they had a VIP and everything, so or whoever they was with had a VIP and it all worked out.
He like, look, you have to pay for the VIP, guys, pay for this ring. So
yeah, he probably got that on layaway.
That's a crazy story right there.
See? I see everything in the clubs.
Word. So, but you definitely do think, though, just bringing it back, that artists should invest in themselves.
Into yourself. I invest in myself as a DJ. If it's not vinyl or my needles when I'm using my tables or my laptop or any equipment piece, microphones, whatever the case may be, you just got to invest. Like, no matter. Studio sessions, invest into them.
Now, the real question that everybody wants to know out there is this.
What's up?
You get a lot of bitches DJing?
Rome City can answer those questions for me on a positive note. That's my manager, you know, as of right now. I'll get back to you.
That's the only reason I want to DJ. I want to see if it makes
sense. It's not all about the females at the end of the day. So I wouldn't recommend you just coming to be a DJ just because, oh, I get the females.
No, wait, let me correct that. I'm not hurting out here, but I'm definitely not hurting.
Get more pull. Yeah.
But you get, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. You know, the more the merrier, I'm thinking.
Nah.
Because it's podcast shit. I interview so many guys, it don't work
you
like
can,
that.
You can get the females just doing podcasts. Like, you can get the females doing anything. It's just go out there and talk to the females. That's right. Rome City, you know?
He's a 100% ladies man right there, boy.
Bruh. I seen him last week at the movie seeing Fast and Furious, you know, with some
chick. Word? Okay. Okay.
I'm joking. But, you know.
Oh,
let that go, man.
You can let that work. That one could have
worked. Y'all let me sound lit. Yeah, yeah, yo.
But he was at Van Dome with some chick, though. I ain't going to hold you.
Word.
She was thick, too, you know.
What you want me doing, Van Dome?
That's how I be in there, though.
Word.
She was thinking that snicker, you know.
Snicker lying.
I'm dead serious.
That one I don't believe. I would believe the Fast and Furious one, though. This one I don't believe.
You don't believe the Van Dome? Come on.
I don't believe this one.
Yo, sometimes, you know, I'll be right here across the street, you know, and he be in there, too, on a Friday with me.
He's a five. Yeah.
That
Gotham City with me on Fridays, you know. I'll be there, too, sometimes.
That shit still open?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Fridays. Liddy. I don't know about... I don't do Saturdays, you know, but the money right, you know, I'll be there on Saturday if you need me.
Why would
to.
You do Saturday?
You know what Saturdays are.
I know. I want to hear him say this.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm coming for the money. I'm collecting that bag.
So you would, bag do, is, you would do a Saturday?
I would do a Saturday.
That's huge.
I used,
imagine the stories he would come back saying what he saw
there. You
know
the stories he would. Come on. Come on.
Put it this way. When Post was open, I did Saturdays there. You know, when Double T couldn't make it, I'll go there. Or whoever couldn't make it, you know, they call me, yo, can you come do it? Them bags are deeper. I'm not even hold you. I don't do it for the bag. I do it for the people. But it's like, you could tell the difference in your crowd. Like, I don't have nothing against any type of whatever your sexuality is. But they got some cool people, you know. Word. Just, yeah. You know my preference and you know what your preference is. At the end of the day, you're going to do what you do. I'm going to do what I do. And so it's like, they cool. I done been there for their paint parties, whatever the case may be. They know how to turn up.
Word.
Like, they turn up more than you think, like, your boy would turn up.
Yeah, I bet.
So it's like, you know, I'm cool with, you know, different people, whatever case may be. So it's like, I like to turn up.
So there's not an event you won't do. Like, if somebody says, yo, I need you for my son's bar mitzvah, like, you're there. Like, it don't matter what it is, you're there.
Straight face, I'll be there. You need a photo booth. You need a videographer. Whatever you need, let me know. I'm there.
Where?
I'll make it happen. I don't personally got to be there, but I'll make somebody there.
Got you.
I got a whole team of, you know, hitters.
That's what's up.
You know? Shouts to Craig G, you know, always when I need that help for whatever the case may be. Big Mike. Oh, yeah. All my DJs. Goya, Double T, Moolah, whoever.
Room City,
you know, when he want to be a backup singer. They all look out for me.
Where? That's what's up. So, give me one song that is like your go-to song at the club. The vibe is off. You're trying to read the crowd. You about to bring them right back in. What song gets them?
Yo, I ain't going to hold you. It's a lot of songs off the top of my head that I can't even just pick one. Like,
so give me two or three. Whatever that you know, like, if the crowd, you feel like you're losing them, you're looking at them, you're reading them, you're like, all right, this is not working. Boom, this is about to get them right back.
Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to give you artists. I can play a Kendrick Lamar song and get them right, especially if you you can play Humble and get them right back. But Kendrick Lamar is definitely one of my go-to guys.
Word.
Young and May is, like, retired now in my book. Nah, let me stop. Shouts to Jason. You my man. Young and May, you still cool peoples, but, like, that song, ooh, whatever. Yeah, so, or you can go to Eat, whatever the case may be. Meek, any day. You can go to, you know, Scare Money, Don't Make No Money. If you ever go broke, you can take his money. Like, yeah.
You can always take my money. You can always play
He got some new shit out.
The intro. His intro, you can always go to that.
I know, he got some new stuff that dropped yesterday.
It's hot.
It's dope. Yeah, I listened to all three tracks.
Yeah, me too. It's fire.
All three tracks.
Yeah, it's all
the whole
three.
9 minutes.
All three.
Nah, it's dope.
No, it's dope.
Nah, it is.
I fuck with Meek. I really do too.
I was actually surprised because I'm the actual hater.
Oh.
But I'm the hater for a reason, though. So
yeah, because you like Drake, right?
Nah, it's not. I don't even like Meek. I don't like Meek not because of that. I don't like Meek because of another reason.
Yeah, listen, man. Because he stole your girl?
The Wally situation. That's fucked up. That's like me and you, yo. That's like me and you. You don't do something. There ain't nothing to call you.
Wale is dope, though. I ain't going to hold you.
I was disappointed with the Shine album.
What you thought about his new album?
That's fire.
That's straight. I think it was straight.
Kill yourself.
I thought it was straight, man.
So
it's like three records I like on there, though. Real talk.
All right, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but the one with G-Eazy is fire.
I think it's like five, but I ain't going to hold you.
Oh, shit.
It's all right.
Yeah. All right, so basically Kendrick Lamar, that's a song that's going to get you in. And Meek Mill.
Travis Scott, too. Ooh, can't forget.
Yeah, Travis Scott.
Like,
way,
yo,
yeah,
for any DJ that don't have Travis Scott in their catalog, just kill yourself.
Yeah, real talk, yo. Travis Scott. Travis Scott in your listening book?
To be honest, I'll be honest.
Yeah, what the fuck, yo?
Like, he ain't a DJ, yo.
Nah, but if I told you all my playlist, you'd be like, all right, like, yeah, it's very 2000 still.
Damn, like,
I got some.
You gotta shake it fast. Show me what you.
He probably
no, I definitely don't have that. Definitely not. It's more like, you know, I got Lloyd Banks. I got
He got 50 Cent first album.
I don't.
Before it was an album.
Power of the Dollar. Is that one of the joints? Nah, I got a lot of you know, J. Cole, of course. Recent artists, Tory Lanez, Bryson Tiller, Meek. Meek's last joint was dope as hell.
This test. Which Tory Lanez do you have?
Yeah, exactly. He don't have
I got the that long ass album.
Which
one? The 33 track one.
He's talking about other skits. You're talking about
all the skits.
That's not an album, technically.
What is it? A fucking movie.
Two mixtapes.
No, he's talking about
which one he's talking about?
He's talking about the actual album, which is
oh,
I told you.
Yeah,
there you go. That one.
Oh, the, I told, yeah.
What you thought about that? It's fine.
I didn't like all the skits.
Yeah, take the skits out.
But I do like his music. Yeah. I thought the album was it was a solid album for his yeah. his you know his yeah. industry debut. You gonna say
you got to hear Chicks Tape in Toronto too.
Yeah, I do definitely have to listen to that.
He on 05 and we on 2017.
Nigga, I told you it was last year.
Yo, what, you got that Uzi in your catalog?
Definitely not.
Yeah,
I have no Uzi. That's tour life, right? I have no Lil Nobody but Lil Wayne. That's it.
You ain't got Kodak?
No, definitely no Kodak.
So you don't like to see me winning?
It's okay. It's okay.
PNB Rock.
It's okay. I don't have him, but I do like PNB Rock. But I don't have his.
Oh, you know he's coming out here, right?
Yeah, he is.
June 3rd. You know, Lotus West Haven will be there. Funk Flex.
No, PNB Rock is good. He's from Philly, right?
Yeah, I think he's from Philly.
Like, y'all don't even know. Do y'all Google?
No, listen to him.
I rock with him. He's good. But that's my only thing. Kendrick, I'm not really a big Kendrick fan.
Future?
Of course. But it has this asterisk to it. I'm not into this new Future. I like his older albums better. Revolver?
Dirty Sprite 2.
Nah,
he ain't listening to Dirty Sprite 2. Because you said like
Dirty Sprite.
Dirty Sprite was good. All right. But Dirty Sprite was the mixtape. Dirty Sprite 2 was the album, correct? Yeah. See, I like Future. I like Pluto. That was good.
And 56 Nights. Well, you like 56 Nights?
56 Nights was cool. I like it. I like the story behind it more than the actual album itself. All
right. So I got a question, right?
What's up?
Do you have A Boogie in yet?
Nah, I don't. I'm not a big fan of A Boogie, to be honest with you. All
right. I like his songs. You got Davies?
Of course, I fuck with Davies Heavy.
Davies' new shit is fire. Free Smoke shit is fire. He killed it.
Stupid.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch the video yet, but the song, as soon as I heard it, I shared that shit. Yeah. That shit is dope.
You know who I'm? You know who's starting to, it's crazy. It's wild for me. It's Don Q's in my list now, yo.
He was out here last night. I don't know how it was, but he was out here last night, and then he was out here last week.
Yeah, Don Q. Yeah, I like that Corner Story.
Corner Story is the one. Shouts to Cranberry.
I haven't gotten to him yet.
You gotta listen with open ears up a little bit.
Well, what you about to say was made of pause.
Yeah, it was.
My bad.
Whoa, buddy. Yeah. All right, Jules, look. It's about time we had you on the show.
Yeah, you know.
It's been a long time. Yeah, yeah. We're trying to get you in for a minute.
A year and some change.
It's been a minute. Let the people know your social media and where they can follow you and, you know, whatever events you got coming up soon so people can check you out.
All right. So, all social media, no matter what it is, DJ Jewels 203. Follow the movement, Team DJ Jewels. That's DJ JUELZ. If you can't spell team, you don't know how to spell, you know. Just get it together. June 3rd is going down. West Haven, PNB Rock, DJ Jewels, Tito Flow, Big Mike, what up? Moxburg, you already know what it is. D Block, Black Cloud. June 11th, Lil Uzi at the Oakdale. Get your tickets now at oakdale.com. PNBRockTickets.com as well.
All right.
So. And I think that's so far about it. I think Sky Zone here and there, if you know, in down in the North area. Saturdays 10+, meet me there. You know, check my Instagram to make sure I'm there first.
You said Sky Zone?
Sky Zone.
That's the trampoline park, yeah. Right? Where?
In Norwalk.
The one in Norwalk?
Yeah.
They got one in Norwalk?
You everywhere. That's what's up,
I'm trying. Yeah. That's why I left last night, you know, that's why I had to go.
So ten o'clock to what?
No, it's from 8 to 10. Eight to 11.
8 to 11.
Yep, ages 10 is up.
He's the bag man. Yeah, you really gonna be you gonna be there tonight at M White?
I'm leaving. He's like, I have people text me, where you at?
Think about their wings.
Like, this Pandora commercial.
I'm definitely gonna have to go over there and chop it up with you.
Like, I'm about to head there now. I'm like, I am leaving New Haven.
Wings is fire. So we're
gonna
fire.
I'm seriously gonna pass by today. So I'm gonna go by just get some wings and.
I don't think they are gonna have the wings today, but they got brunch.
Oh, but it's brunch.
It's brunch food.
Yeah.
Brunch food.
So chicken.
Brunch food.
Did you not just hear oxtails?
Yeah, I heard
mimosas.
Yeah.
The red velvet. Yeah,
red velvet waffles,
whatever.
That shit sound exotic.
Like, with some whipped cream and some bad females that's going to be there. Yeah, like, I got females that bad that's texting me like, yo.
I'm going to go over there.
You know what? We're going to make it. We got to get you out of here. And then so that way, today you can introduce DJ Chris P to the MY.
So pull up.
So them bad chicks that, you know.
Yeah.
Throw them this way.
All right.
Well, thank you for coming. Like I said,
it's been a long time, but
thank you for coming through.
Round of applause,
of course. DJ Jewels.
My boy. Good getting him on here. Good talk. It's been good.
It's been definitely good. And, you know, we'll see you soon, Rome. Get the people your social media.
Follow me everywhere at The Real Rome City. Yeah.
That's it. And y'all can follow me. I'm Chris _P. That's on Snapchat and Instagram, right? Yeah. And then follow the team at RTD Podcast. And
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off. Where Nadia?
She been yo. I put a wanted sign up around. Like, you know, when you lost somebody.
I was ready for her. Like, man.
You know when you put like, you know, missing, like yeah. I put missing joint out on the, damn, on the streets and stuff. Yeah. So Nadia, wherever you at, yo, shout out to you, but we haven't seen her.
You would miss my show. Like, I don't
know. No, nigga, she ain't
been here for a minute, yeah.
She ain't been here. She only did two shows this year in 2017.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't loyal no more.
Yo, yeah. Exactly. Shit. He said it. I hope you hear this shit too.
You ain't loyal.
No, I seen her not too long ago. Everybody listening, she's doing good. But yeah, I don't know where the fuck she's been as far as Sundays go.
All right, I respect it though.
Word. So make sure y'all follow us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Listen to us on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, review, comment. If you think the show is ass, it's cool. I don't care. Just let us know.
Let us know.
And if you think it's dope, let us know.
Let us know.
You know what I'm saying? So
what's your email? Yeah.
My email?
Yeah.
rtdiscussions1@gmail.com.
All right. Send all your questions, topics, and all that to that.
Word.
You know, thanks, comments, all that good stuff. Send it over there. Tell them DJ Joel's the plug told you.
You looking to extend into the podcast lane?
Yeah, I already did that, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'll dip in and out when I can.
DJ Joel show, man. That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, we can make it happen.
Let's talk. We're going to talk off air. I'm trying to get these deals set up.
Are you serious?
I'm dead ass. We can talk definitely off air.
You're wrong. I'm more serious than you are about rapping.
Oh, shit. Shots fired. Brennan, can we get some little boom, 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 bat, bat, little shots? I'll throw it in that. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, yo, this podcast might have been my political connection. My mind never claimed to be politically correct. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week.
Yeah. Blah.